Hey everyone, it's Jake Carter here, and welcome back to the Dopamine Detox Challenge. Today we're diving into something incredibly important, creating healthy relationships that actually support your well-being. Ever feel like you're constantly running on a hamster wheel of drama? Or like some relationships just drain you more than they nourish you? We've all been there, right? In today's super connected world, it's easy to get caught up in the noise and lose sight of what truly matters, genuine connections that lift us up. So buckle up, friends, because we're about to unpack some powerful insights on how to build those solid, supportive relationships that will make you feel like you're finally winning at life. First things first, recognize the difference between a healthy relationship and one that's, well, not so much. A healthy relationship is like a two-way street. Both parties are actively listening, communicating openly, respecting boundaries, and celebrating each other's successes. You feel energized after spending time with them, not exhausted. Now, on the flip side, those unhealthy relationships, they're like walking into a hurricane of negativity. You leave feeling drained, manipulated, or even worse, questioning your own self-worth. Here are five key takeaways to help you cultivate those awesome, supportive relationships. Number one, be intentional. You wouldn't just randomly pick any plant to put in your garden, right? You'd choose ones that thrive in your environment and bring joy to your space. Relationships are no different. Be selective about who you invest your time and energy in. Surround yourself with people who lift you up, challenge you to grow, and celebrate your unique awesomeness. Number two, communication is king. Ever heard the saying, communication is key? Well, it's not just a cliche, it's the absolute foundation of any healthy relationship. This means being honest, open, and vulnerable with each other. Don't be afraid to express your needs and feelings, and actively listen to what your loved ones have to say, even when it's tough to hear. Number three, set clear boundaries. You know those comfy fuzzy socks you wear around the house? Think of boundaries as the cozy, protective walls that keep you feeling safe and secure in your relationships. It's about being clear with people about what you're comfortable with, what makes you feel respected, and what's off limits. And remember, setting boundaries isn't selfish, it's self-care. Number four, practice empathy. Ever heard that saying, walk a mile in someone else's shoes? Well, empathy is like stepping into those shoes and truly trying to understand another person's perspective. It means putting yourself in their place, listening without judgment, and responding with compassion. And finally, number five, celebrate the wins. Life's way too short to be stuck in a never-ending cycle of doom and gloom. Celebrate each other's successes, big and small. Share a laugh, offer words of encouragement, and make time for those special moments that strengthen your bond. Speaking of celebrating wins, think about that friend who always manages to lift your spirits, the one who celebrates your victories like they were their own. Maybe it's someone who's always there to lend an ear during tough times or someone who pushes you to be your best self. Now imagine having more relationships like that in your life. Think about how much happier, more supported, and fulfilled you'd feel. That's the power of cultivating healthy relationships. They can truly transform your well-being. So take a moment right now and think about someone who fits that description. Give them a call, send them a message, or tell them how much they mean to you. Remember, friends, building strong, supportive relationships takes time and effort, but the rewards are immeasurable. So let's make it a priority to nurture those connections that bring joy, growth, and genuine fulfillment into our lives. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little dose of relationship wisdom. You know what they say, good relationships are like good books. They stay with you long after you finish them. Join me again tomorrow for another deep dive into the world of conscious living and screen-free happiness. Until then, keep that dopamine detox flowing.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.